Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Now the dribble drive, Rupert throws up a wild runner. That doesn't go. Curry right side. Goes to Buddy Hield, takes the dribble and knocks down another three. Our post-game guest coming in just a couple of moments. I think it's going to be Buddy Hield. Going to walk over and put on the headset. Hey, buddy.
Hola.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Nice win tonight.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about this game. And you guys had to come out and play with focus because, again, you're playing
belong
a team.
Belong to motherfucker.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes.
That's Gary Payton the second coming over.
Yes, sir.
And you guys had to play with focus tonight, didn't you?
Yes, sir. We had to. We started off a little slow, but we got our rhythm, you know, we were able to settle in the late burst, early second, and we figured out in third, and Jimmy got us going, you know, and Steph and Draymond as quarterbacking. You know, we just got to keep building, and we have tomorrow off, practice, whatever you do, and get ready for Clipper team. We didn't know where the stakes is at. We could be trying to fight and make up ground in the standings, but whatever talent brings for us Sunday, we're ready for it.
You know, in this kind of situation, I know it can be a little nerve-wracking, but is it fun, you know, knowing, hey, we got to win this one?
You're playing meaningful basketball, and that's what matters. Playing meaningful basketball, and that's what we want, and that's what we that's the reason why you want to play in April. You want to go out there and compete for a championship, and you know what this team is about, this franchise is about, so we're ready for the challenge.
You know, as I look at you, and I want to congratulate you, you got to 200 three-pointers for the season.
Right.
Seventh time you've done this in your career, and you only trail guys like named Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, Damian Lillard, and you're tied now with James Harden. That's a really good group to be in, buddy.
Oh, that's okay. You know, I model my game, from 3-point line, you know, trying to be consistent as I can. And I know just being around Steph and watching Klay, you know, he's a behemoth brother of mine, you know, and just try to be out there to be one of the top gunners in the league, you know, special, and just hopefully I can do it for a few more years.
I know you mentioned your Bohemian brother, Klay Thompson, that there was an event last night. I know you and Chris DeMarco went to it. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah, we had DeAndre Ayton. He had a foundation raising money for the Bohemian national team, and it went great, man. It's one of, like, guys from the Trailblazers, guys from the Warriors, and friends and family came out, and I support DeAndre cause, and is going to our Bahamas national team, so for us to raise money, you know, for the summer, you know, because you know it's a lot trying to take care of the whole national team, you know, and our expenses, the travel, food, catering, all that type of stuff is a lot. So you know, what DeAndre did was big time for us, man.
And that's great because, you know, I've told people this a couple of times. If they can ever get you guys all on the same floor at the same time, that would be a squad.
Oh, trust me. Elite squad. We might compete for gold medal. But, like, you know, if people get too much rules, too much jurisdictions, we gotta go by. But, Bahamas is all world for sure.
Well, Chris DeMarco's doing a great job with them. We look for future success. And congratulations on the win tonight, buddy.
Thank
16
you so
much. Points, 4 rebounds. And as always, I appreciate the conversation.
Love, respect.
All right. Well, the Warriors took care of business tonight with a final score of 103-86. They get their 48th win of the year. They're 48-33. They stay in the playoff bracket for yet another day, as they're currently in the number 6 spot. The L.A. Clippers, by the way, hung on to win. We'll have the details for that coming up. They hung on for a 1-point win over Sacramento. Sacramento and Dallas are tied at 39-42. The only way Dallas would move ahead of the Kings to be the number 9 seed in the play-in bracket would be they would have to win on Sunday, and the Kings would have to lose to Phoenix. Phoenix, with a win tonight, they go to 36-45, but they're obviously been out of it for a while. Memphis and Minnesota. Minnesota at 48-33. Memphis 47-34. Memphis losing in Denver tonight. Really tough back-to-back, but it's 14 of the last 15 games for the Grizzlies. Against teams above 500, they have not been able to get the wins they need in those tough games. And tonight, you know, the fact that they work so hard in that game, anytime you play, unless you're playing maybe in Utah, and you play Denver on the second end of the back-to-back, unless you're maybe in Utah, it is a ridiculous back-to-back. It's a hard place to get to. It's in the middle of nowhere in terms of the association. You have the 45-minute ride from the airport to the hotel, and most of the time, especially when you're coming from the West Coast, you lose an hour on the flight as well. So the Warriors with a win tonight, 103-86, 24 for Jimmy Butler, 7 assisted, 5 rebounds. It was 16 off the bench for Buddy Hield, our postgame guest. He got the 200 threes for the 7th time in his NBA career. 14 for Steph Curry. He took a tumble in this game and re-injured that right thumb, had it retaped. He was questionable to return, but he did come back and play. And so hopefully on Sunday, he'll be okay to play with a day of rest. 5 assists, 5 rebounds for Steph to boot. 10 points for Brandon Podziemski, who had 7 rebounds and 3 assists tonight, and no turnovers playing 30 minutes. None of the starters played more than 29 minutes and 41 seconds, which was Podziemski. So they got a lot of minutes off the bench tonight. Jonathan Kuminga played 17 minutes, had 10 points to go with 5 rebounds, and then 10 points for Quinton Post in 15 minutes of play. By the way, Podziemski, a plus 31 on the night. For Portland, and I thought a lot of their young players accounted for themselves pretty well, Donovan Klingon, 14 points, 15 rebounds, and a block shot. He is an immovable object when he gets inside. And as I said at the top of our broadcast, the league pendulum is starting to slowly swing back to a more big man play. With Zach Edey down in Memphis, players like that. And so I think that's a nice pickup for Portland. And he'll be, and think about when he's surrounded by shooters, how much more effective he'll be because of the fact that he can pass out to those guys and they can free up spots for him as well. Elsewhere, 19 for Jabari Walker off the bench in 20 minutes, 6 of 10 from the field. He had 6 rebounds. 15 for Ryan Rupert, who looked really good at getting to the rim. 6 of 12 shooting tonight. Meanwhile, 11 points for Matisse Thybulle, the veteran. 10 for Tamani Kamara, who looks like he's going to be a good defender in this league for a long time. And Portland takes the defeat tonight. Their record now at 35-46, and they finish their season here Sunday against the LA Lakers.